Welcome to the 50th episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you accelerate your own personal development by forming deeper connections to yourself and to every aspect of your life. Before we get started today, I'd like to say a big hello to our new listeners in Rugby in the UK. No, not playing rugby, although they might be, but the town of Rugby in the United Kingdom. Thanks for listening and thank you for this connection. Today we're going to be talking about how perfect is a non-existent destination, but amazing is a blissful journey, and the difference between these two. If you're a type A personality or you know someone who is, this will sound really familiar. So we've all heard that perfect is the enemy of good enough, right? Some people love to use that phrase, especially in this day and age of very fast prototyping. If you're a business leader, you'll be familiar with the concept of fail quickly, and if your product is perfect, you didn't get it out soon enough, and so on. But our perfectionist tendencies still preside over our daily lives. I am no exception. We apply perfectionism to our daily life, to our body image, to our work projects, to everything in between. And why? Well, two reasons why we do this. I still do this far more often than I should. The first reason is that good enough does not sound at all exciting. Would you like some good enough? No, not really. I mean, it sounds like you're settling for less, or you're not caring, or maybe you're giving up in some way. That's what good enough sounds like. That doesn't sound like something I want. So when I hear the phrase, perfect is the enemy of good enough, that doesn't convince me to maybe not strive for perfection. I'm like, okay, my choices are perfection or good enough. I'm still going to try for perfection, I suppose. But the second reason why I think we still apply this concept of perfection to all these different aspects of our lives is that you think perfect exists, so you go for it. And this is where we really go wrong. You think that's a real option, perfect versus good enough. It's not, because perfect doesn't actually exist. So we often define perfect, right? What does that mean? It's a state of being where something, whatever the thing, your work project, your relationship, your body, is completely optimized. It's a state of being completely optimized. That project could not possibly be improved, or your body could not possibly have less fat and more muscle. That dish you made could not possibly taste better. However, perfect, by that definition, is unattainable. It can't be done. There's always going to be something that you could tweak, that you could try, that you could change, that you could optimize. Right? If you look around your life, you're always going to find something that is less than ideal. Or you're going to find a new ideal, and all of a sudden what you've got seems less than ideal. That happens too, right? The definition of perfect keeps moving, it keeps changing. There will always be something you can improve. And as soon as you think it's perfect, you scrutinize and you find just one more thing that could be better. Perfection, therefore, is a comparison of the way things are now to some imaginary final way it could be. Perfect is a final destination that cannot be reached. It can't. And you're dissatisfied, you're unhappy with the way it is, whatever it is, be it your work project, or your body, or your eating habits, or how messy your house is, or whatever. You're dissatisfied with that because you keep comparing it to some vision of ideal that keeps moving and changing out ahead of you. It's like a carrot and you can never get it. But should that mean that we don't do anything at all to try to improve ourselves? Absolutely not. But this is why we do it. This is why they would say that we chase perfect. Because you're never going to catch it. Because it's a non-existent destination out in the future ahead of you. It's a mirage on the horizon that keeps moving. It's like being on a really amazing road trip to the magical land of Nirvana, only to compare every single moment to that imaginary destination and grumble that this beautiful forest you stopped to take a break in is just not Nirvana, therefore it sucks. You may miss the opportunity for amazing. Now, who wants a life that's good enough? Not me. I'm a big fan of optimizing every aspect of my life, and I do continually. I don't just want good enough, I want amazing. Now, amazing is not perfect. Perfect is a mythical destination, it doesn't exist. Amazing is a state of being here and now. It's a quality of existence in this moment, not a comparison against the future. Perfect is comparing the current state of things to an unattainable end goal. Amazing, on the other hand, is comparing the current state of things to a set of predetermined criteria. What's the difference, right? Because you say my end goal is a set of predetermined criteria, right? So let's take an example. Let's suppose that you want to create a presentation to pitch a business idea for funding. If you seek the perfect presentation, you will be in a constant state of changing and adding and subtracting that never ends, right? Because it could always be like a little bit better. Or you'll hear some new piece of advice from some new business guru that you hadn't heard from before, and you're like, man, that's a really good piece of advice. I'd better go and update this presentation. And so it's never done. Ultimately, no one will ever see it, and your ideas will never become reality. But what if instead you set criteria ahead of time for what an amazing pitch looks like? What if you decide ahead of time the topics it should cover? The feel of it, the attitude, the colors. And you decide ahead of time what an amazing presentation should look like. You do your research so that you know the types of questions it should answer. Then you can put your editing cycles into improving the specific language that you use within that rubric of amazing. You can craft an amazing pitch for an amazing idea and start spreading the ideas to the world very quickly. Now, there's a whole other set of psychology stemming from fear of failure as to why you may delay presenting it, but at least it wouldn't be perfectionism. So this is the difference. Perfect is undefined. It's undefinable. Amazing is definable. You've crossed a threshold into the land of amazing. And it's therefore achievable. So no, you really don't want to settle for good enough. But you want to define amazing and then go make it happen. Right? Same idea. Let's suppose that you have body goals. And I pick on this because it's something I do to myself all the time. Set them ahead of time and make them attainable. You want them to be challenging, but not impossible. Right, you want those achievements that you can actually achieve in short order, right? That you can see progress every single week. So if you seek continual improvement towards those specific goals, when you get there, you need to celebrate your awesomeness instead of criticizing new flaws. And we do this all the time. This is how you know you're caught in a cycle of perfectionism, which is negative. It's self-critical. Perfectionism looks like you had a goal to have certain measurements it's a terrible goal to try to fit in a particular piece of clothing. It's terrible. But you had a goal to be more healthy. And we often sort of criticize one particular parts of our bodies and say, I want to improve that part of my body. And so you do, and you work at it, and you have a definition for what you want, and you achieve it. What's the first thing you do? You start criticizing some other part of your body. And go, yeah, I did that. That looks great. But now this other part, I'm not happy with that, right? You move on to be dissatisfied with something else, as opposed to sort of celebrating the victory that you have. And that's the thing. Amazing is about being here and now, appreciating your efforts towards preset goals instead of criticizing flaws or comparing to some unattainable future end destination. Right? This is the difference. When you go for amazing, you're comparing to a set of criteria that's right now. You're not comparing to a nebulous definition in the future. And we all know that being in the now is what brings happiness, right? We know that, as hard as it can be to apply, we are all aware. And so this brings your wanting to optimize yourself, wanting to be happy with what you have now, but still wanting to be working towards an optimized life, but you don't want to be overrun with perfectionism. So what you want to be focused on is amazing. And that comes in two pieces. One of those pieces is defining what amazing is going to look like and working towards that. And the other piece of that is appreciating the amazing you've already achieved and keeping it right in here, right in the now, not thinking, oh, one day, won't that be great? No, you've got some amazing now. You're going to go get some more amazing. And that's the plan. Right, you want to take action to optimize yourself and your life, but seek to make it amazing, specifically defined. Now, once you get into this, especially once you get to stage 8 and beyond, life's going to throw amazing at you that you never thought to define, that you never even thought, oh my God, I never even imagined something like that would happen. That's amazing. You really want to celebrate that when it happens. See, amazing is attainable. The journey from, think of it like almost like a number line. Yeah, I know, I'm a math geek, but think of it like a number line. On the far, far left, unattainable end is absolute hell. And then a little bit better would look like, well, it sucks. And a little bit better would look like, man. A little bit better would be, it's okay. And a little bit better is, it's good. And then great, and then amazing, and then perfect is way out on the end. So if you think of a number line going from negative infinity to infinity, those infinities are defined as hell on the negative end and perfect on the positive end. They don't exist. Things can always get worse, and things can always get better. What exists is in the middle. Sucks. Meh, okay, good, great, and amazing. These are actual states of existence you can experience in the right now. So while we shouldn't really settle for any aspect of our lives to be sucky or meh or okay or even just good, we should strive for great or amazing, depending on how much that aspect of your life is important to you. And we should celebrate the journey that takes us to a destination of amazing. As we take some aspect of our lives that you might think right now, this aspect of my life sucks. You say, okay, I'm going to enact a plan to make this part of my life not suck. And here are the criteria for my definition of good, great, and amazing. And as I achieve good, great, and amazing, I'm going to appreciate that fact right here and now. I'm going to appreciate that I have achieved good, and I have achieved great, and I have achieved amazing, because when I began, it was sucks. And so I'm really doing great. And you want to celebrate that journey up the number line from sucks to amazing and really appreciate it and be happy about where you're going, where you are and what you've achieved and where you're going with it and the fact that you're applying consistent effort. So choose to recognize and credit how far you've come, and choose to recognize when you've hit your definition of amazing. Be here and now, not comparing to some non-existent future. So what specific goals do you have that you're working towards? Can you appreciate what's good and great and amazing about your situation right now? Take a minute and think about that. What do you have going on right now in your life that you think sucks, that you want to improve? Or you just think it's meh, or it's just kind of okay, and you want to improve? I bet you've got something you're working on. And a tougher question is, what do you have right now in your life that you already worked on that used to be sucky or meh, and now it's good or great or amazing? Give yourself a little credit right there. That's really important. That doesn't mean we stop improving, but it means we recognize when we've reached the destination of amazing, because you can actually get there. So celebrate your action towards the goal. Celebrate your journey towards the goal. And sure as heck celebrate when you get there. All right. That's enough for one day. So remember, perfection is a non-existent destination, but amazing is a blissful journey. It should be so fun and so joyous to optimize these aspects of your life, to create this connection to yourself and to your life and to your money and to your purpose and things like that. It's so much fun. It's so amazing. If it's not fun and amazing for you, we need to get you back towards step one and have you rework the stages. If you have any questions, if I can help you, send you some links to things, anything like that, please send in your questions to questions@koabd.com, or go to the link right here in the podcast notes. Click on the link. There's a little form on the community page of the website, and you can send in your thoughts there as well. Let me know how I can help. Thank you for joining us this time. And as always, I am wishing you, Perna Asati, complete connection.